Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A young girl was killed last night in an accident in the Metro East. The crash happened around 6:15 last night on Route 111 in South Roxana, Illinois. Both lanes of the highway were shut down for hours as police investigated how that accident happened. The crash involved a car and a pickup truck. Two people were in the car, two others in the pickup truck. The young girl died at that location. The other three victims went to the hospital. One was airlifted by helicopter. There is no word on their conditions. The man charged in the 1993 murder and sexual assault of Angie Houseman has a court date today. Earl Cox pleaded not guilty in the case last November. A case management hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon in a St. Charles County court. That's when the judge could set a trial date. In sports, the Blues played in Minnesota last night, first period. Jordan Kyrou passes to Marco Scandella. His shot is blocked, but Kyrou is there for the rebound and the score. That's his fourth goal of the season. In the first still, the Blues add to their lead. The top line of Schwartz, Shen, and O'Reilly getting it done. Shen scores his 21st goal of the season. Blues win it, beating the Wild 4-1. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, wet and cool are the weather words for today with cloudy skies and periods of rain through much of the day. It'll be cooler today with high temperatures in the upper 40s to near 50. Tonight will be cloudy and drizzly with temperatures holding in the low to mid 40s. Light rain developed Tuesday night, with that rain changing to some wet snow and flurries by Wednesday morning. No accumulation is expected.